Morning show at East Coast FM. As I said, we got lots and lots of emails and texts all about parental alienation. So many of the people wanted to tell their story, but found themselves restricted by the terms of what came out of family courts. Now, my next guest is one of hundreds of parents who got in contact, but due to the courts, as I said, we can't reveal names or personal information that could identify her. So this parent is on the line to share her experiences. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. So the marriage that you had is now over. Can you tell us a little bit about your marriage?
Well, my marriage, my relationship was pretty abusive. But my children were never directly exposed to the abuse or the violence. Until around 3 years ago, we had a series of incidents where my children were present, and I. It was the first time after 15 years when I decided to call for help, and I called the guards. And this is how actually the process of alienation started for me, and it was. Of course, at the time, I did not understand what was happening. It didn't happen over the night. It was a slow process. But after a year, I lost my two eldest sons for good. I haven't seen them for nearly 2 years now.
Mm. And you called the guards.
I called the guards.
Yeah, and then you end up losing the children.
Well, I didn't lose them in legal sense. I still have all the rights. My case is stuck in court and in the system, but I lost them in the emotional way because they were exposed to so many alienating behaviors. They were told lies, they were being brainwashed, manipulated into believing those lies. They were told that I, for example, that I orchestrated the incident that made me call for the guards. And they believed it. They aligned with the father and they were in the process of 1 year. It started with my eldest son when he was taken by my ex-husband. He was taken abroad, and I was informed that he was not going to return. But I was still speaking to him. I was still talking to him. I'm sorry, I'm not Irish, so but I hope that I'm clear in what I'm saying. But when I was talking to him on the phone and I was asking, I noticed the difference of in his approach towards me. He became so hostile, so negative. And when I was asking him what was going on, he was saying, "You know what?" And when he eventually got back home, got back to Ireland, he was completely. I couldn't recognize my child. I couldn't believe what happened to him. He turned. He was so turned against me. He was that. You know. Now I know that. I understand that he was simply taught how to hate me, and he started. Unfortunately, he started abusing me, and he was because he was only a teenager at the time. He had no control over what he was doing, and he was. Encouraged by his father, he was being protected. He was being protected. His behavior, his negative behavior, was being praised by my ex-husband, and it was all going on in front of the other kids. And unfortunately, after a couple of months of a living nightmare and torture, my second. Oldest son joined my eldest first son in behaving in those abusive behaviors. After next couple of months, I was just forced to leave the house. So I left for the refuge, and I took the boys, the younger boys, with me. Since then, I have not spoken. I'm completely erased. I am blocked on every single social media. It took me a while to knock on the door of my own house because I was so traumatized by what happened. But eventually, when I did that, nobody's coming out to me. They don't want to talk to me. They don't want to have anything to do with me. And unfortunately, with the whole side of my family as well. So they erased grandparents, uncles, aunts, everybody.
And what's your experiences, say, with the court system and family court system?
I don't know where to start. It's so difficult. Like I said, I don't have any orders in place. I have full rights to see my children. But since the very beginning, I was told by my solicitor and other second solicitors that there is no point to fight for those children because they are becoming teenagers and they will be out of reach. So this is something that is absolutely wrong. I couldn't understand that, but I experienced that myself in court when I heard that the voice of the child is what is very important and what matters. The thing is that with alienated children, and I only understand that at the moment, alienated children's voice is not their own. They tend to say, repeat what they are being told or what they were taught to believe in. So I think that something has to be done in this respect. And I understand that with the constant adjournments of the cases have a lot to do with COVID-19 at the moment, but this is another problem. The courts are overcrowded. The family courts are non-existent. And in the place where I am, the judge has to deal during one day with criminal cases, with family law, with everything. So, you know, there is no time to actually to look into somebody's life to bend over that. They are tired. The judges are tired. They are not interested in hearing the full stories. And I feel really like I'm abandoned by the system. I am being left with my problems. And I believe that many parents that are in the same situation experience exactly the same.
And Tamra, we were talking to a TD this morning who is part of the Justice Committee in the Dáil, and they say they're looking at this especially. As you know, the various bills have gone through into law recently about abuse online, and there's been a conviction of around coercion. So they're looking to expand those new laws in order to take in parental alienation. Do you think it's possible to do it in a purely clinical law way? Or is there more that can be done? Some sort of backup with, family supports or things like that? Is there ways to resolve this as well as the legalities that have to be done?
I'm not sure if that I'm the right person to answer that question, but from my experience, from what I see, the first thing that needs to be done is the recognition of, if not the recognition of parental alienation term, because it's not about the term. You don't have to name it this way. I understand that it might be very problematic to find the legal definition of the term, but some kind of recognition of the behaviors that that are consequently leading to alienation. So first of all, the recognition, and then looking into enforcement of the laws, of the orders that are there, and maybe trying to use whatever is there in law already. So it could be used. So we could be helped. We as parents, we could be helped, and the children who need some kind of, because without the simple example, without the recognition of parental alienation, everybody says there is no like TUSLA, the agency that is supposed to help our children. They don't do that because they don't have guidelines. So in my situation, when obviously TUSLA was involved in whatever was going on, but they closed the case as soon as I escaped from my own family home. They said to me, the social worker that was on the case, he was very sympathetic and he understood what I was talking about. But he said that from the institutional point of view, children are fed, they go to school, so they are safe. This is wrong because what was going on, what happened to them, and it was just emotional abuse. And I really strongly believe that that the effect of denying the love of one parent, that not being able to get the love and care from me, my boys, my children will, the consequences of that will be life lasting. And I really hope that if something happens, that something should really happen, so those children and the parents could get help. There is no. I listened to Jennifer Carol McAneil talking about the recognition by professionals. This is another important issue. Absolutely, I would agree with that. Without recognition, how can you assess that something wrong is going on to your child? How psychologists, without the knowledge, without the understanding what parental alienation is, what those alienating behaviors are, how can you assess properly and judge about the case? It's impossible. So the more recognition, and the recognition in law is a must. But I also maybe think, and I completely agree that I am very, very grateful to you for raising this subject. Because we are all silent.
Well, could I say to you that it is it came to our knowledge by Wicklow County Council passing a motion during the week. There's 29 councils out of 31 now have passed a motion looking for some action on this, and it was in response to them. So, you know, the ball is rolling, the impetus is there, and hopefully that something will come out of it. I've got to leave it for now, and we'll talk again about it, and we're certainly not going to give up on talking about it on the air and having the relevant people talk about it too, and hopefully we can push it forward for, you know, the likes of yourself and others in this. But hang on, and you know, there's more and more people now recognising what's there. You're very good to share your story today, and keep safe. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's a caller who can't reveal anything to do with names or personal information due to the courts. And just to say, if you've been affected by that story or others we've been hearing on the air, the Samaritans number is 01-671-0071. That's 01-671-0071 is the Samaritans. And Pieta House is 1-800-247-0071. 0818 247 247. And there was another text in there a second ago about that. There's quite a lot of them actually just coming in all the time. There was one I just wanted to read out there. Let me see if we can just find it here on my phone. Yes, I've been exposed to coercive control and parental alienation. My experience of the family courts is that it enabled my ex to bully me through the courts. He continues to engage in this behaviour and there's nobody to protect me. Right, our number is 087 77 11 103.